temperature was 26, the dew point was 21, and the relative humidity was 81%. Wind was out of the south at 11 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.87 inches. At the Virgi, skies were clear. The temperature was 25, the dew point was 18, and the relative humidity was 74%. Wind was out of the south at 9 miles an hour, gusting as high as 16 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.92 inches. At Leaf River Falls, skies were clear. The temperature was 27, the dew point was 19, and the relative humidity was 74%. Wind was out of the southwest at 17 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.86 inches. Around the area, skies ranged from partly cloudy to clear. The temperature was 27 at Roseau, 27 at Blank Island, 28 at Fawston, 25 at Crookston, 25 at Nawak, 24 at International Falls, 22 at Park Rapids, 27 at Detroit Lakes, 27 at Minneapolis, 23 at Grand Forks, and 25 at Fargo. Once again, at 10 a.m. at Bozette, skies were clear, and the temperature was 26. Once again, at 10 a.m. at Bemidji, skies were clear, and the temperature was 25. Once again, at 10 a.m. at Thief River Falls, skies were clear, and the temperature was 27. You are listening to NOAA Weather Radio Station WXK43, operating at a frequency of 162.550 MHz, transmitting from tower facilities near Thief River Falls. Station WXM99, operating at a frequency of 162.425 MHz, transmitting from tower facilities near Bemidji, and station WWS45. Operating at a frequency of 162.450 MHz, transmitting from tower facilities near Roosevelt, weather radio for northwest and west central Minnesota. Here is the weather summary for the area. The split jet stream flow will continue to shield much of the northern plains from winter weather. A few high clouds will drift across the northern plains today as the weak frontal boundary moves through aloft. At the surface, winds will vary from south to southwest with surface high pressure shifted into the Ohio Valley and a low pressure trough anchored along the east slopes of the Rockies. With the southerly flow, we can expect seasonably warm air to return to the area. High temperatures through the early part of the week should range through the 30s to near 40 degrees. The southern branch of the jet stream will begin its dive back down through the desert southwest on Tuesday. By Wednesday, we can expect another storm system to develop into the panhandle region of Texas and Oklahoma. This storm will again track through the central plains into the Ohio Valley on Thursday. A sprinkle or a light dusting of snow is possible late on Wednesday or early Thursday, but for now we expect dry conditions to dominate. Overall, the weather during this upcoming week will be a continuation of the mild and dry conditions which have been in place most of this fall. A slight cool down will occur for the later half of the week, with another system bringing precipitation chances to the region by the coming weekend. Now here is your local forecast. This afternoon, mostly sunny. High 30 to 35. South wind 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Low around 15. Light south wind. Tuesday, partly sunny and seasonably mild. High near 35. South wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Wednesday, generally dry. Low in the middle 20s. High near 35. Thursday and Friday, no precipitation expected. Lows in the teens. Highs in the middle 20s. Saturday, continued dry. Low from 10 to 15. High from 25 to 30. Sunday, a chance of snow. Low in the middle teens. High in the middle 20s. for locations west of Thief River Falls, including the cities of Havoc and Argyle, this afternoon, mostly sunny. High near 35. South wind 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Low 15 to 20. South wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tuesday, partly sunny and seasonably mild. High 35 to 40. South wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Wednesday, generally dry. Low in the middle 20s. High in the middle 30s. Thursday and Friday, no precipitation expected. Lows in the teens. Highs in the middle 20s. Saturday, continued dry. Low from 10 to 15. High from 25 to 30. Sunday, a chance of snow. Low in the middle teens. High in the middle 20s.